Jake and Gino here. Today, we're discussing the best markets for apartment investing and how we evaluate a market. Gang, it's no secret. Multifamily investing is hotter than ever, but in order to get started, you need to be dialed in on your market. One of the biggest mistakes that we see new investors make is going too wide, looking at this market, looking at that market. I got to get a lot of markets because there's not a lot of deals out there. I got to make sure I'm sourcing all these markets for deal flow. No, you're becoming a master of none. You're never gaining traction. You need to get focused in the beginning and get dialed in. This is key to winning in today's marketplace. So, Mr. G-Father, here we are. What do we look for in a market? And give us some markets in 2022 that you like.
Jake made me do some homework here, everybody. I wasn't really too thrilled about that. I had to jump on board. Actually, it was actually a pretty easy assignment because back in September, Jake and Gino Money Mixer, big shout out to Colin Schwartz, had about 50 or 60 students at this boot camp. It's a money mixer. One day we jumped on a bus and we were touring Omaha. Now, I know all the Omaha people out there are going to hate me, but guess what?
Shout out to Peyton.
Jake and Gino like Omaha. And I'm going to describe to you a couple of the reasons why. The other market that I truly like, I missed the boat. How many of you out there go to a new market and all the people in that market are going, oh, this market's too expensive. And well, with you, whether you're in Indianapolis or you're in Nashville or Chattanooga or Knoxville, all the locals are like, you're crazy. And that's what happened to me when I moved to Jacksonville in 2017. Little did they know that that market was about to explode. And what was once 70 a door is now probably 130 to 140 a door. So Jacksonville's the other market.
It's like 160 to 170. You're already behind. Well, there's a deal that just popped off, a 70s build in Knox for like 190, 195 right now. No shit.
It's crazy, but why is that happening? These are the reasons why. Number one, there's population growth. Now, Omaha is
is what we're looking for in a market, right?
Yes. Yeah, just to be number one, Omaha and even Jacksonville, they're not sexy markets. They're not LA. They're not New York City. They're not even, say, Dallas or even Miami. They're those markets that meander along, especially Jacksonville. The last couple of years, Jacksonville has completely changed. But Omaha has a 1% population growth for the last several years. So it's not losing population. It's gaining population. We like to see that in a market. Now, if you're in a market, let's say like Cleveland, and that's your backyard, and you're like, well, it's my backyard. I'm not dissuading you from going from leaving Cleveland. All I'm saying is if you're in California and you're looking for another market to invest in, go into a market that's emerging. Have that selection at least. I was in New York when I first started my investing career outside my market, and I was all about the cash flow. So what did I do? I went from South New York and I went up to Rochester, New York, which was not a good market. Bought a deal 6 years later. But if I lived in that market and I had been able to do my multifamily,
you can make a cash flow for you. I got you.
Yes, yeah. But the market didn't appreciate. All of it was cash flow. The assets were older. Population was declining. Taxes were high. The cost of living in that market, believe it or not, for the residents is high. So number one is population growth. I think the second one is jobs. The type of jobs that are in that market. Now, this may be a little bit difficult nowadays because you have certain cities that are getting jobs, but people are leaving, let's say, San Francisco and relocating to Dallas because they can. So look at what's going on. Once again, in Cleveland, if you have a major employer in there, like the Cleveland healthcare system, and that's the only employer they have, there's just going to be more risk that if something happens, that if you have a Kodak moment back in Rochester, that company leaves, it decimates the city. We're thankful in Knoxville that there are certain really big employers on top of the University of Tennessee, which is really great for that resident base. Population
supply
growth,
and demand. Supply and demand, you're talking at the end of the day.
And jobs. Number three, in our two markets, I would look at airports. Now, both markets have a way to go. Now, I've heard that Omaha is actually expanding their market. And Jacksonville, once they figure out that airport, all of a sudden, it's going to really explode. I'll give you some examples. Once Nashville started fixing their airport, things started blowing up. You have Charlotte, you have Atlanta, you have Denver, you have Salt Lake City to a certain degree, you have Dallas, all these cities that start expanding their infrastructure, game on. They're ready to go. What that allows us to do is to have that population growth and that job growth coming on. The next one, median income versus affordability. If you go into a market that's really, really expensive, are you going to be able to raise those rents? That's the thing. You're trying to push NOI. If you're going to a market like LA, where, you know, what they say rent to wallet, what it really costs is for people are using 40 to 50% of their income to pay for rent. That's a scary market to be in from the fact of, is it going to be able, are you going to be able to raise rents and Are those renters
and how much can you legally raise too? Because you're talking about New York and some of these places, there may be laws in place that limit your ability to get what's deemed as market on a renewal. That's a factor.
And that's a great one. That would be the next one that I would put in there. Yeah. Look at the landlord resident laws and make sure that they're okay with your values. I mean, for us, we want to be able to have a free market where if we want to raise rents and the market is at X and we can only raise it 3%, that's a problem for us because we're buying it based on increasing NOI.
Think about this for a second. You're going to go buy a pair of Nikes. Those Nikes are going to be more expensive. You're going to go to the grocery store. Those groceries are going to be more expensive. But if the business you're in is real estate and you try to charge more to keep up with inflation, no, you can't do it. So you're losing if you're in one of those markets and you need to get your renewal rate up to, you know, the inflationary amount that the government printed money to. That ain't fair.
Inflationary amount is always much more than what the government says. So if the government's saying there's 8% inflation, well, guess what? Rents in Knoxville went up 20%. Just rents. Your gas went up 80%. Food is going up 30%. So I don't know where they get this fictitious number and they pull it out. So just be aware of that. I think the last one, I don't want to give you too many, but for me, the last one is deal flow and the size of the market. Big important note, everybody. What is your exit strategy? If you're going to go into a deal, buy a deal, get third-party property management, and it's a small market, and you're going to flip it in 2 years, that's not going to work in a smaller market. Now, if you're Jake and Gino and you're vertically integrated, you're going to do the property management yourself, and you're buy and holder for a longer time, those smaller markets are actually pretty good for us because we're going to buy and hold them for the long term. We're going to cash flow. We're going to appreciate them slowly. That's part of our business model. You want a market that's pretty sizable, that there's enough deal flow. I think the Knoxville MSA is about 800,000 with all those sub-markets surrounding it. That's a decent enough size market that you have enough deal flow in that market. What's going to happen is if you're in a smaller market, you're just going to get your concentric ring, draw it an hour out of the city and continue to expand it. Expand it until you capture enough population and enough deal size within that market.
All right, gang. So here's what the GDAD's saying. Favorable landlord tenant laws, ability for you or your partner to get on site. Okay. I think it's very important that if you choose a market, you need to have somebody that's boots on the ground outside of the property management company. You want to grow in that market, you need to be on site looking at deals. Crime. Make sure if this is important to you, if this is one of your values to keep your residents safe, make sure you're not going into areas with high crime. And high crime many times is also in line with the median incomes. Not always, but a lot of times if there's a lower median income, harder to collect, also more crime in that market. Gino touched on the size of the market. Look, this is all personal preference, but you want a market that you're going to be able to grow into and do more deals. So I think size of the market is very important. Now, this is the 2022 version of how to choose a market. Insurance and taxes. Insurance on the rise. Taxes on the rise. We love Florida. We love Texas. But guess what? There's been hurricanes. There's been some windstorms. This type of stuff pushes insurance rates up. So if you're in one of those markets, be sure to be on the lookout because insurance is on the rise. Taxes are also on the rise. G Daddy, what say you?
What I want all the listeners right now, if you're on YouTube, go down below in the comment section. Put one or two markets that you're really interested in. If you want to ask me, hey, Gino, what do you think about, you know, Miami? Or what do you think about Port St. Lucie? Whatever market you're thinking about, put it in the comment section. I'd love to hear what markets you're all interested in because I love to do the research. I'm always looking to find new markets to invest in. Hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. And what I'll do, I'll send you out a free PDF copy of Wheel of Our Profits. We talk about buy right, manage right, and finance right. And selecting a market is one of the first pillars of that buy right. Because once you select the market, don't have that get there-itis. Give yourself some time to create those relationships, to get into the market, to learn the brokers, and start executing on the buy right portion. So down below, leave me some comments. I'd love to hear what your thoughts are.
You know, I'm going to give you two carve-outs. Number one, east of California, south of the Mason-Dixon. Number two, join the SEC. If you're a college football fan, you know what I'm talking about. Guys, buy deals with the ability to hold long-term. I think that's the key. Think in decades and, you know, most of the time, things are going to work out all right for you. Buy right, sit tight. I'm Jake. He's a G-Daddy, and we'd be making it happen. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jake.